You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right.
Baby. Shoot.
Okay, listen. I'm Mickey Knox. This is Blended After Dark.
And it's me again.
Yeah, she's on my show now. Millie Mills. Since we're going into a new year, I did not want to talk about anything serious. I don't really give a flying fuck about Trump and this goddamn government shutdown. For this wall, the wall, the wall.
You know what? But I hope he finds his heart in the Wizard of Oz. Who did they go see?
He can't see no wizard. Don't know where we want to look at him. Hell. Anyway. So, I just want to talk about, like, random stuff. Because I was just looking at random stuff. This is another random stuff I like episode. Because I really, you know, like I was saying before, I unplugged to a lot of stuff. I don't subscribe to all this foolishness, but I'm going to talk about some of the foolishness.
You talking about YouTube stuff?
I'm going to touch on a lot of, like, YouTube-y stuff. Okay, so the first thing that's everybody's been, I'm just going to start backwards from current to, like, kind of going back to stuff I want to talk about. So currently, on YouTube, everybody has been talking about the trailer to Us, Jordan Peele's follow up to Get Out. Lupita Nyong'o. There we go. And what's the guy's name? Just had to pull it up here. But in any event, she's like the main star, and the trailer is very, very interesting because, as we know, Get Out was very interesting. But what it appears from the trailer is just like that you have
What was it about again? Get Out.
Get Out was about white people. Basically, a white family that were scientists, and figured out, they felt like they figured out how to live forever. So how they did that was through taking younger black bodies and implanting their minds into the body so they can have longer to live.
Oh,
so it was kind of a, you know, with that movie, a lot of people didn't catch, like, he loves a lot of horror references. So that's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, right? And like the Stepford Wives and movies in that vein. Like, really, Rosemary's Baby sticks out a lot to me because of the way it's psychological, like,
it
could really happen. But it may not be happening, but you don't really know if it's happening or not because it can happen in real life.
Right.
So this is seems like it's falling up under that same thing where I feel like just watching the trailer, because everybody's had these crazy like theories, and it just seems like to me watching the trailer, it's more about how all of us kind of separate ourselves. Everybody has a duality, even though we believe that we don't. Have one.
Right.
That's just like you have a persona for when you go somewhere and when you walk outside versus you sitting and conducting business,
right?
You know? But he takes it to a more, of course, horror extreme and goes deeper because from the trailer, it's like little clues to where it may be something wrong with the son, like maybe he has Asperger's, autism, something like that.
Okay.
The mother has been through something traumatic, and then it's like they have a beach house. They've worked, you know, they're millennials, and they're on the older spectrum of millennials, and you know they have a beach house and they're going to meet their friends, and then it's like their kid sees this person on the beach dripping with blood, and then it just starts spiraling, and it starts showing like it's a doppelganger version of their family, but it makes it look like it's like their evil side, right, or their other dark side that they keep hidden from everybody else. So that seems, I'm waiting for that. I believe it comes out
when
March.
When did you see the other one? You saw it on Netflix?
I saw Get Out on Fire Stick.
Oh, like, oh, and your brother was bringing up the
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna see if I can catch it on Netflix.
You can catch it anywhere now.
Yeah, Netflix has a descriptive thing automatically on it, so I can watch it. Are you gonna watch the new movie that everybody's talking about, the Bird Bath, whatever the hell it's called?
Bird Box. I was not touching on that. I don't care. I understand that some people are into it, some people are really not into it. I think it's because they didn't get the, you know what? With Bird Box, what helped Bird Box with social media? Because they like have 10,000 memes in this damn movie just came out. How did they make all the, some of the memes look like they was pre-planned. Like Sandra Bullock just posed for the memes. Like, what? How do you have all these memes? Like, but they said 54 million people watched it. So I guess you would have that many memes.
Yeah, that's a lot of people though.
But most people watched it and didn't get it. So, slight breakdown. Bird Box is supposed to not be literally mean people. I know y'all trolling because some of y'all get it. But the one that are not trolling, just like, I wasted my time. First of all, you paid for Netflix, so you didn't waste your time. Second of all, I think the message of the movie was a little lost because they tried to do it. Was it M. Night? Was M, you know, Wookie, if M. Night Shyamalan was involved with this, it totally seems.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. I've just seen all the 10,000 memes.
It just totally seems like an M. Night Shyamalan ish type of movie. Let me see if he made Bird Box. Because if he did, then this totally explains everything.
Doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it don't. Well, you're doing your best M. Night Shyamalan impression. Because this was stupid. I mean, not stupid like that because I get it. What? Okay, what people don't get is that it is a lot of symbolism in there.
Did you watch the trailer?
I've watched the trailer. I tried to watch half of it on Netflix. I'm not going to lie, I fell asleep. Mm-hmm.
But they say it starts off kind of slow and boring.
The pacing is slow, yes. But I think that if they more so kind of had her do press to, like, give you clues, maybe that would have went over better with the people. But the reason why I liken it into, like, an M. Night Shyamalan movie, because it kind of reminds me of, like, The Happening.
Yeah. Okay.
To like, but what people don't, I never seen anybody bring up is, now, okay, even when you go to Wikipedia, it says a mysterious force decimates the population. Only one thing for certain, if you see it, if you die. Now, if you know anything, you know, that's kind of like the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they say the last days are coming, God tells you to move forward, you not look back.
Right.
So that's an element that was lost on people. It's also an element that's lost on people that it's a another euphemism for as far as parents and parenting, because parenting doesn't come with a handbook. So the symbolism of her having to blindfold her kids and blindfold herself and then be on the boat and travel through life like that kind of ties into, like, not physically being blind, but, you know, as a person, you're figuring things out, too. So you're blind to certain things. Yeah. You have to learn certain things. And it's also showing that as a parent, you're a person, too. So not only are you aloof from certain things, but your kids are too, but you're responsible for them and you're supposed to be the person that gives them all the knowledge. But when you don't have that knowledge, you have to go through it together. So I think that was mostly lost on people because that's really the synopsis that I got,
right,
which is why I kept falling asleep on it. So,
well, that's enough of that.
The return of Kanye West on Twitter.
He is a damn fool.
Tweeted and deleted this time. he got on his feelings again because his super late ass went on Instagram and said Drake
following Kim.
Followed Kim in September when they first started their beef, and it hurts him.
Oh,
sir, girl, sit please. The all the way the fuck down. And then he deleted them.
And from Kim's stuff?
No. He deleted his tweets and then said, I wish that man can have everything that I have. Everything is positive vibes. In fact, he tweeted that because, you know, I got notifications on Twitter from him. And he just tweeted 2 hours ago, everything is positive vibes.
Next.
I know, girl.
Sitting next to Trump.
Listen, I like. Okay, listen. This is how I feel. This is how I feel for real. This is how I really feel about Kanye. What I don't like is that every young person, particularly millennials, are cancel Kanye and older people and stuff. But if you really take a look at everything, yeah, I understand why you're saying it. But Americans, we like our stars fucked up, twisted, and on drugs. That's just the truth.
Yeah, because that's just like...
We like to watch a train wreck.
No, that's just like, for example, like you brought that up. Because that's just like when Gucci was on drugs and on lean and all that type of stuff. Everybody
where was
loved,
Gucci? Everybody Gucci was on
the high lemonade Gucci. Everybody,
but every
Gucci.
But and Gucci was going through trials and was on every goddamn show.
Yeah,
threatening people.
Right, because society loves the drama.
Exactly.
That's just what.
That's
makes
my
it,
point.
You know?
Like society loves drama, but then when the person that you're pushing and tapping starts tapping into the drama, and you're like, why are you creating drama? It's like,
right.
This is what y'all want to see to be entertained, but then you claim you want real people. Mm-hmm. Okay, and aside from that, I would talk about my queen, but she doesn't need to be talked about.
Oh, yes, please. Next.
Because she's not Ariana, so
next
that's not
caller.
Thank you. It's not thank you, next. My baby is going to
next
be going
caller.
On her tour with Future. I will be there.
Oh, all now, all of a sudden.
First of all, they went on a European tour first. Then she did title tours.
Okay, when is it going to be?
I don't tell. I'm not. You're not a Barb.
What?
So anyway, if you knew, you would know what I'm talking about. So,
the world.
Hey,
Barb,
check right, in.
But the next. The world needs to know, so...
The world doesn't need to know anything, because if they're a Barb, then they know.
Okay, so tell me.
I'm not telling people because it's been a Nicki hate train, so I'm moving on. So, did anybody know Orange is the New Black got canceled?
Yeah.
Like, super canceled?
Yeah.
Because they have renewed them to season 8.
Because it got whack as hell?
It did.
Exactly. And they're canceling.
It's a lot of Netflix cancels.
What's that show?
I was actually going to talk about that next because I was looking on Netflix like, what is that?
What's that show?
You know what I want to know? How the hell is Shameless still on? But like, no, I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to say that. I'll take that back. I know why Shameless still on because it's actually good.
And they're canceling. What's the show that everybody loves?
It's actually okay. It's
God,
okay.
I forget now.
Shameless is on Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why.
No, but what made me say that was because I was looking at Deezus and Mero, the trailer for their new show, and I was like, God, it took you guys a year to get off Viceland again. And get the show time. I would have just stayed on Viceland and then said, pick up where they left off. But what's interesting about them, too, is that they had a podcast first, and I never heard their podcast until they were on Viceland.
Yeah, they're canceling a lot of stuff. They're canceling that other show you don't like
either. But no, their show's not canceled. Their show's
gonna, I was just saying
yeah. But Netflix, I was just looking at this.
That's that show you don't like with Samira Weinstein. Damn, what is the show? It's supposed to be like that funny, I forget.
What show?
What's the show? Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
Oh, my God. I just want to hit myself in the head with a microphone.
And you know, a lot of people are.
I hate the Big Bang Theory.
No, but
sorry.
A lot of people are pissed.
Yeah, I know. Why, though?
Because people that actually watch it think it's hilarious.
Okay.
I've never
it's,
really
it's
watched
hilarious.
It.
It's hilarious. Yeah, sure.
A lot of people love that show.
It was.
It got it wasted 9 seasons.
It's like Friends.
Maybe that's why everybody loves Friends.
But what I mean by it's like Friends is like you clearly, when if you were a Friends fan, like the first seasons you could see the chemistry, and then like when they had set out, like oh everybody gotta get paid, and they came back, you could clearly see the difference of they were getting paid more because it was less funny and it wasn't. Storylines, and they was bringing up dumb storylines from the past. It was just like they were just doing stuff because they could, because they was getting paid. Mm-hmm. So it was like that's why I kind of moved off of Big Bang Theory, because I used to like Big Bang Theory.
It's been on for a long time.
It's been on for so long. The only show that didn't get like that to me, seriously, the shows that haven't. Well, okay, I was about to say It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But it's kind of heading in that direction a tiny bit. But they are always funny. Archer is my heart.
They need to have and have not.
When they went to that Dreamland sequence, I fell off.
Are they cutting off Empire?
Hopefully so. Please. Yeah. Please do that. Hurry up. Cut it off now.
I'm tired of that too.
Why
that
is it still here?
Be off. Like in real life, off. I wouldn't miss it. I stopped watching that junk after what, the fourth season, third season.
First of all,
it got horrible.
I just wanted to know what. Okay, after the first season, I felt like it should have been like just 3 seasons, and then he spent it off into another show.
He spent it off into Star and left Star.
And
on.
Star is cute, but yeah, it's Star not cute is, no more.
Yeah, I guess. After a while, his shows just get. It's like he needs to bring in a better writer, like to help him write it or something. Cause,
I mean, but we're talking about Lee Daniels here.
I know. That's why I said maybe if he brought in other people.
Lee Daniels is way worse than. People be talking about how bad Ryan Murphy is with his sorcery and thinking, but no, no. Lee Daniels is the worst. Because, like, not only does he do stereo. What I like about Ryan Murphy is he would do a stereotype, but then he'll show you why that person is that stereotype. Whereas, like, Lee Daniels, he just keep going with stereotype movies. That's just, like, tying into he just released Pimp with Keke Palmer. Which is a movie that Keke Palmer actually helped write and executive produce. And it's mainly about a young girl who grows up. She's a lesbian, and her father was a pimp. She was raised up by her father. Her father gets killed, and then she takes over his business.
Sound like my auntie.
My auntie story. Jesus Christ, people in Detroit. So after her father dies, she takes on, you know, the tricks, and then she thinks that she can be a man, and this other up and coming guy that's a man knows that she's a younger girl. Exactly. It's like he put too much, it be right. Too much going on. Like, I'm running from this person, but then I meet my long-lost daddy. Then you be like, why is it all? Life is not even that complicated sometimes. Like, yeah. He just be having drama coming from some everywhere. You be like, girl, calm down.
I just got real confused.
But I do love Star.
Star's cool.
Star's cool. In Empire, Taraji's leaving anyway, so
whatever. It'll be off.
If you want to know about when Taraji leaves, you look that up yourself. Mm. I follow her on Instagram. She's leaving.
I would leave too. She was supposed to have been left.
She was. She was just holding on to be nice.
Yeah, she's stuck.
Out. Diddy is...
How's he doing?
He's sad because Cassie got her picture taken, and she was kissing a new guy and posting hearty pictures. And
what is he sad about that for? He wasn't gonna never marry her.
I mean, but he had a harem, and she was agreed to be a part of that. Okay, let's be for real. Let's just talk real for a second. Some of these artists be y'all rooting for them and stuff like that. But come on now, Diddy has never, even on social media, he done took pictures with Cassie and all of his baby mamas and all of his kids and said, "I take care of all of them and all of them get along."
Okay.
So if you know you into that, then girl, what made you just get
okay? Because
mad and be
after
like, I'm going.
Well, first
now.
Of all, you don't know what the real conversation was.
It no,
could have been like in that. It could have been like that in the beginning, and then after so long.
I understand. You get
eight out
of
ten women be like, okay, I'm living the life of what you want me to live, but
I'm being who you
want me to be. But it's like I'm still holding myself back because you want me as an arm piece and still want to take care of me, but I want more. You know, you start to be certain women or women in general start to want a little bit more than just that.
Okay, but my
it's cute in the beginning.
Okay,
when she
but
was
no,
20,
no, no,
but
no.
She's not 20.
Okay,
no more.
Well, let's not talk about that. Listen, because Cassie is dumb. Okay, because first of all, Cassie, you was with Diddy for all these years, girl. He didn't hold you back. You could have took that money that you was spending on all them expensive clothes, and you could have made an album with your whisper tones like you used to do. You got a long way to go.
I was just about
to
say that.
You just do that. And, like, you could have made bops. I mean, you made King of Hearts with Kanye. That was great. But, like, you could have started your own career. You the one who wanted to, she wanted to be an arm candy piece. She didn't want to step out.
Understandable. I understand.
That's
your part. Yeah, and that was dumb. But, you know, you can't be sad, Diddy, because... Hey, you know, you.
I mean, he's sad because his baby mama just died.
I mean, I would be more so. I understand that.
I mean,
like
that's the point.
Everybody's leaving.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody's necessarily leaving him. So that's the sad part, you know? He lost his baby mom, you know, he's. And Cassie, his one and only love, I guess.
Nah.
It was
his
a joke.
Beautiful young side chick.
Yeah, but.
That's down for anything.
He, you know, then the fact of he losing people, yeah, I understand why he's sad.
Yeah.
He can't jump off the buildings anymore naked.
Oh, boy. So, I wanted to talk about this because I just came across it. It was totally fucking funny. So, it's trending on Google that, Lady Gaga.
What
no,
is
I'm sorry,
it?
I'm getting sidetracked. I'm like, ooh, Lady Gaga. I lost it because I looked at Lady Gaga. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's supposed to be a new storm to ring in 2019.
Storm.
As in weather. Ding, ding, ding. I don't even know. What was that referring
my
to?
My dumbass was like, storm. You know, I got that
from
all that.
From X-Men.
No, I got that from all that. Kale, he's like, you know, storm.
You okay. Slow. Okay. So.
And what's the storm name? Alfredo?
Girl, Alfreda. I don't know.
Kawana.
They ain't even got no name. They said New Year's Eve storm. So I guess her name Eve. So. But seriously, it's not gonna. It says that as if one winter storm around the holidays. This is by CNN.
It's coming
credits
here
to CNN. As if one winter storm around the holidays wasn't enough, a new one is taking shape for New Year's Eve, bringing more heavy rain and a renewed flood threat. Comes on the heel of the deadly storm system that plagued much of the Midwest, which we were not in. Thank you, Jesus. And, yeah, but it's not going to affect us. It's really going to mainly affect Kansas City, Chicago, St. Louis, Washington, Cleveland, Ohio.
We still gonna get something. Maybe just not that heavy. You never know, because they be lying. And then we.
But that's true. Because the way it's positioned.
Right, so how is it in Chicago and Ohio, but it's just go. We just
girl,
in the middle,
no.
And it's
literally,
like, no.
If you can see and you look at this map, it's like, it's just straight up passing. It's just right up under Michigan. It's just passing like, we like Michigan. We going into the ocean.
We going to get something. We always get something.
Yeah, just like it snowed yesterday.
And we ain't know. I know.
I walked outside with like a shirt on.
Surrey ain't tell me nothing.
Because Surrey probably was fucking confused. Because I was too. It was sunny as fuck outside. I went outside like, oh, it's 53. You know, people in Michigan be like, it's 53. I'm getting my car washed. Right. I pull it up.
Because all I had on was a North Face hoodie. So.
And I'm about to pull back my sunroof.
Right.
That's how people in Michigan.
And the next day it snowed.
Then the next day it snowed.
I had the window open. And then when we live,
I'm like, it's a turn. So we live near Rouge. So like, it's a turn. And then so that turn so sharp, they was sliding. I'm like, oh my God, bruh. I would be in the ditch. Oh my God.
If you don't get hit by, a deer don't hit your car first.
It is too many damn animals over there, bro. Like, what is that? I'm on
side. And why do West Side shit don't stay open? I want to know. All everything closed on Sundays.
Did nobody ask you to bring West or East Side into
this? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
That's
annoying. Am I the creator?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not the creator of that. I really don't know. All right. So, 621, I'm going to get into some of my favorite albums, because that's also been a trend of 2018. First of all, I'm not doing fucking 10 or 20 because I'm not that goddamn lame. And I have an ADHD problem, so I don't listen to that many goddamn projects in the first place. I'm actually going to go to my actual my Samsung music playlist and see what I played the most. And then... And let's see.
Ice Cube got a new song.
I don't really care. Ice Cube been trying to have new songs since, like, oh, God.
And there's this other R&B guy named Bear, Big Bear.
First of all, he is not new. That man is like 100 years old.
No, I'm not saying he's, I didn't mean to say new. I know he's not new. But I'm just saying I heard a song with him and Gucci the other day.
Gucci
Man. Yeah. No, Gucci Pan. Yeah, Gucci Man. The song was okay. I was gigging with the song until he got to the chorus, and then I was like, no, I don't like it.
How and what did Gucci say?
I don't know.
I've been sitting in London with the...
Yeah, that's what he said, just like that.
I know he said that. Because he don't rap like he used to.
My man is your man.
Good night, SZA. Oh, yeah, SZA, what girl? I feel bad for you, baby.
I know her voice sounds.
I was watching this video when she was performing, and I had just seen SZA, like, perform, and I was like, oh my God, SZA can really sing. And then when I seen this shit earlier before I walked in, I was like, oh my God, they ruined her voice.
She had an auto-tune mic,
and it wasn't even in tune with the auto-tune.
No, it was bad. Very bad.
And she couldn't even finish out the notes.
But I thought she was
I'm praying
vocal
for you
because
I like you, boo. I like you.
Yeah, I like her little song sometimes.
I like you, girl.
Not
it's sad.
Yo man, yo man song like that, but I like that.
You do. You like the song.
No, I just make fun of the song.
All right. I'm just going to go into some of my favorite albums of this year. In no particular order at all. It was 2 trillion albums. I'm already exaggerating. It really was like 2 trillion, like, It was so many projects that released this year. It's ridiculous. It was a lot of joint projects, a lot of...
So which one is your first
bitch,
one?
This bitch, that whole project. I don't even know where to go. My first project, though, and I'm only doing five, like I said. So, my fifth one would have to be...
So you're going from five and up, five to one?
Yes.
So the five would be...
And everybody will find this as a surprise, but it's Nicki Minaj's Queen.
Oh.
Okay. So this is why it's number five.
Because it wasn't cohesive.
It's number five because I hate that Nicki is starting to do this shit. She did this with the Pink Print, where, like, when she originally released Queen, she put all the, like, Sir, to me, Sir and not Running High, because I love that song, because it's my ringtone, but Sir and what's that other song? Nip Tuck. And that old song.
Should have been last.
Shouldn't have never been on there. Why does she put the best songs at the Target exclusives and the Japanese version? That's like Whammables is on the Japanese version of Pink Print. We didn't even get that in the U.S. So I found that song, and that's how I know that song. But it was like, because it was so messy, it messed up her rollout. And then also, it would have been higher... But she just, she recovered, but then you lost me again because Good Form, what happens to the Good Form Challenge, Nicki? Because, Nicki, I was watching all the videos all night, and I was tagging your ass all night, and you was sending them girls messages, because they was messaging me like, yeah, you was liking my shit, and you sent it to Nicki, she contacted me. Yeah, you was none of them girls in the video, though, Nicki. But that's beside the point.
What's the next one?
Number four, The Kids Are All Right by Chloe and Halle.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce's girls.
Yeah, Beyonce's girls.
Yeah, I heard you playing them. They're pretty cool.
I love Chloe.
Their voices sound like one Beyonce voice.
Exactly. Like Beyonce without all the vocal stacking and the running
and
to
all
say.
The, oh,
yeah, without
all the extras.
Chloe and Halle really do make you feel like the kids are all right because they're only 17, 18. And for them to make, like, their content of music, like, my favorite song is called Galaxy. And it's just basically the euphemism on, one, having a Galaxy phone, two, whenever you pick on me on the internet, I don't have to look at you. I'm just throw you out my Galaxy. Like, I'm going to throw you out my Galaxy. I'm throwing you out my phone.
And then
throw
you said
out my
that
life.
They're on Grown-ish.
Yeah, then they killing the game. They on Grown-ish. They got the Grown-ish. They got the Grown-ish, you know, intro song. They was all throughout. I believe it was season two. Their music from The Kids Are All Right was played all through season two in the sound bed. Beyonce, you did a good job with them because she really kept them around for a while. They've been with her, signed with her.
They did a tour, the tours with her.
Oh, yeah, they did. On the Run 2, they were the opener. So if y'all seen On the Run 2 and then y'all just came from Beyonce
and
Ball.
And overseas. So.
That's fucked up because y'all should have been seeing Chloe Halle. That CD is really underrated. I really like it.
But you know when you go to Beyonce concert, you know the person that goes on before, they're like, oh, okay, bye.
They're like,
Beyonce.
I can't. Yeah, they're like, I can be late because I'm just coming to see Beyonce.
Right.
And then
but
see,
you know what? People do that with everybody.
And I'm going to see Jay-Z
not
perform.
Not just Beyonce.
But they'd be like, I'm going to see Jay-Z perform. Because
they're coming to see who they want to see. They're just like, oh, Beyonce just, you know, this is just her opener, whatever. You know?
Exactly.
When the openers... They're trying to make it just as well.
Exactly. What people don't understand is the opener is there to open so you can discover them.
Right.
They're not just there because the
artist
needs more time.
But you know, people use that as like an intermission.
Yeah, that'd be like, or I can be late.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not that type of person because every time I go to a concert, I make sure, because I want to see the opener because usually the opener.
If they're whack, then I go get a drink.
But no, because I mean, I want to always see the opener when I go to concerts because the opener is usually the person that's on the verge of something. So, because they wouldn't be on a big tour.
Right.
If they wasn't on the verge of something.
Right. What was that? The fourth? What's the third?
The third album I would have to say that I listen to a lot is J-Rock, Redemption. A lot of people get more into Kendrick. I was more so a Schoolboy Q fan, sorry. I love Kendrick because of what he stands for, what he raps about, how he puts his things together. Totally reminds me of a little Tupac, but sonically mixed with Prince. And what I mean by that is, because he's a Gemini, they're all three are Geminis. And it's like he took from Prince, like the way Prince would put sounds together. But the way he forms his raps, to me, are more Tupac.
They can creatively put things together.
Yeah, like, it's more Tupac-ish. You know what I'm saying? As far as having you look into how what you're doing and then dig in deeper besides that to say you're doing this because you see people doing this.
Right.
And then they're doing this. You know, he always creates a chain in his music, and I love that. He's also nominated for a Grammy because of the Black Panther soundtrack.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm rooting for everyone that's black this year, so, yeah.
So what was number two?
Oh, my God. Number two, I have to look at my... I already know what number two is, but I don't even want to.
What is it?
Oh, no. It's actually good. It's Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer.
But you always said that before.
I didn't say that in this list. I said five. Did I say Dirty Computer?
Right on the back.
Did I say Dirty Computer already?
Uh-huh.
I put that at where? Four?
No, you said it before in the past.
Oh.
I said it. We've like the Dirty Computer one.
Oh, no. I thought you meant I said it right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Dirty Computer. First of all, I love Janelle Monáe. I know a lot of people can't get into Janelle Monáe, but get into Janelle Monáe. I think this is the most accessible album of Janelle Monáe's that you can get into.
Right.
Because the Arc Android, you'll be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
I do like it. I don't like every... What's the song I don't...
No, you like... You're thinking about Electric Lady with the Queen, with Erykah Badu.
No, I'm thinking about the one you just said. That's the one with...
So, Arc Android is with Mini Moons and...
No, I'm thinking about Dirty Computer.
Dirty Computer.
Yeah.
Okay, but Dirty Computer was very cohesive from beginning to end. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, what a person that you know can get Brian Wilson to give you the harmonies of the Beach Boys from Patty Sounds.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't... You know, what's...
That's my next vinyl pick, by the way.
What's that song I'm always singing? I wanna kiss you right there.
Stop doing that. She don't sound that bad.
Fuck.
You don't even know the name of that song. It's called Don't
Kiss You Right There.
Bye. It's called Don't Judge Me.
What's the next part?
I don't know. No. That's not it. But yes, if y'all, like, if you've never gotten into Janelle Monáe, I would strongly suggest that you do. Especially start with this album because, like I said, it's more accessible and it's more current for this time, and then work backwards. Because I got into Janelle Monáe really early with the Arc Android.
The
melodies on here, like, everything is a bop, though.
Not like, every single song.
I mean, in succession from... Okay, you're not going to listen to Dirty Computer. Because most people, when they come in, like, ooh, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Click. But once you get from two to maybe... I want to say five.
And then you're going to skip the song I was just singing, if you're really not.
That's all the way at the end.
It's not at the end, though.
Yes, it is. Don't Judge Me is before Americans.
Oh, I don't know. Just something about that song.
So, what's the second song? It's a, like, it okay, sounds okay, princy, here we go. But... okay, here we go. Because Prince helped her work on the song.
Yeah, on the CD. It's okay, but I don't.
Prince and Stevie Wonder helped her produce the album. My favorite songs are Take a Bite. Now it's stuck in my head. Okay. I like Crazy Classic Life. I think that song should be like the millennial theme song. Crazy Classic Life by Janelle Monáe. If you haven't heard it, look it up. All right. What number was that?
Keep count. Two, dummy. Dummy.
Eric.
Number 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. I just want to say that.
All righty. Number one. And I know everybody's going to be surprised, but it's going to be Sweetener by Ariana Grande. I'm going to tell you why. I discovered this album.
It's no other albums out besides that.
I'm talking about the people that are Grammy nominated. Theme, if you didn't catch on.
Okay.
And we were talking about albums that were big.
Okay.
You tuned out.
Oh, okay.
Even okay. though with songs, I'll give a couple of honorable mentions. Quavo and Madonna, Rosé, Champagne Rosé, it's my game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's going to be my theme song for probably the next one. And Lil Wayne and Carter Five. He really was rapping.
That ain't my fault. Nah, I love him. That's my husband.
Oh, God.
But I ain't you make me want to hit Carter Five like that.
Okay, anyway, Kids See Ghosts is my number one. Mainly because I felt everything. Well, it was going to really be a tie between this and Astro.
That song came out this year.
Kids See Ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, we play it so much, I thought it came out 2 years ago.
I was about to say, I stole it. No, I bought it, though. I had to buy it.
You bought the album?
Digitally. I do want it on vinyl, though.
No, I was just asking, did you buy the album or just that song? Because you could do that.
No, I just love the title track.
Oh,
I have the whole album. But even though a lot of people have a lot to say about Kanye West, the only thing I felt like he did wrong within that little seven-day rollout was Teyana Taylor's album. She had a lot of potential. She had a lot of songs that really could have hit. And he lost on that when he also messed up on Nas. But Kids See Ghosts, number one, Papa.
Yes, I like that song. I ain't gonna lie, I like it.
I'm sad album.
Oh, the album, but I like the song. I do.
I think it's mainly because of Cudi. Cudi sounds very clear. He sounds like the leader. I know I watched a couple of interviews where he was saying.
Oh, you forgot. What's the Nicki Minaj and Vibes Cartel. That's
I said albums. I said I,
know,
I was going to quick list
yeah,
but I'm going to do that in my honorable mention song that I, you know, play
you
now every
song,
day.
So.
I mess with Vibes Cartel, Stylo G, Nicki Minaj, Touchdown. That's a banger.
It is.
If you like Jamaican music. Also, it's a banger. Is like, get into Spice. Like, yes. I know a lot of people was into Spice, like, because of that little black hypocrisy thing she did, and she got, like, powdered her skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, she bleached her skin. Mm-hmm. But it was just for her song. But Spice got some banging-ass music, though.
Yes.
If you're just into, like, Jamaican music.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's
not even being into Jamaican music. If you're just in the rhythm,
yeah,
like.
I don't know a lot of
I
people
mess
into,
with Spice.
Like, Jamaican music like that.
Or like music from the islands or whatever.
Yeah, but if you want to expand her horizons other than listening to, you know, the regular
same
old
type
shit
of stuff
that's
because,
on the radio.
I mean, because popular people are taking those elements and then just watering them down again. So, also, Young Thug, everything about Young Thug.
My husband.
I know, you might be a little bit.
I love him, but people be telling me, oh, shit, if you could see, you wouldn't.
They're correct,
But I love him. I just think he's so, I don't know. It's just something about Thuggy Thuggy. He's my best friend.
That's my best friend. Thugga did Slime Season. He did. He released a lot of music. Also, you know what? I didn't think I was gonna be like really into J. Cole, but he's been on like doing a lot of hot ass features, and I listened to him on
J. Cole?
Out of Sight.
What?
Yeah. You know how I feel about J. Cole. You know how I feel he's so boring.
You know, J. Cole, people look at him as like their millennial Common, you know?
Yeah.
But he's not as deep as Common. You know, he's not. It's just something about
Common
him.
Common not educated. Listen, Common, he's not like Common because Common doesn't come across as, I'm trying to stay righteous.
It's just
too.
Something of, maybe because J. Cole is not for our little circle, but it's a lot of people in our age group
that love him.
But to me,
I don't see it.
It's something that he's missing to me that he can't grasp my attention.
Yeah, he can't.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe because I listen to so many other artists.
No, because I love a lot of Common songs. And that's why I said, like, he does remind me of Common in that way, where everybody's not on a Common train, but everybody has one Common song that they like.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only really name, as far as J. Cole, what can I really name?
I don't know the name of the song, but you did, like, it was kind of like a fast-paced type of song.
I like ATM, kind of the.
You like that song.
And then
I didn't really remember the name of the song.
And then before that, I think I liked. Why did I like it like that, Papa? I think it's because he used the same sample on his earlier album with Rock Nation.
Yeah. He's still signed to Rock Nation.
Yeah. You know, they let them do what they want to do. Chloe and Halle, you know, J. Cole, they get to do it.
So who's all on Rock Nation?
I don't know. They have a lot of people. And they do a lot of things. I'm just trying to get on Rock Nation. for real. So right. I can beat my life's work of looking up to Jay-Z. That's just my real goal in 2019.
You don't want to be signing Young Money.
You go get signed to Young Money and see how that works out when you paying Tony Braxton's Bentley
Shut
deal.
Up. Tony Braxton.
Yeah, but I can't really talk about that current like that because I've really been living in the past. Some classic albums I'm fitting
in
right now.
I live in the
90s. Okay, listen. I got 642. So the only classic albums that I've really been listening to seriously have been Midnight Marauders a lot again by A Tribe Called Quest. Please, kids, go follow, go discover that. What's another one? Sade Love is Stronger Than Pride.
And you know, I will listen to Maxwell again.
I know Maxwell Embria is a very great R&B album.
Yeah, I was listening to Maxwell the other day when I was cleaning up.
I also went back to listen to all, like, dumb albums that I listened to see why they were so dumb.
Like what? Like Nelly and Chingy?
That's my head hitting, like, what the hell? No, like... Like Ludacris.
Ooh, what? Chicken and Beer?
Who let these hoes in my room? I was like, dog, why did I buy this 6 times? Because CDs was $8.
Chicken and Beer.
Yeah, like I've been listening to like, Lupe Fiasco, Paris, Tokyo, and I'm just in the past, so I can't tell y'all about the future. Not like musically, because everybody's doing too much
and then
too fast.
And everybody's just coming out, got the dumbest name to probably. I don't even listen to them. Big Tuna, whatever the man name is. It's just you know, I just can't.
Big Tuna.
What is it? Big Daddy Tuna? Something. His name is Tuna.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, like, sometimes you'd be like, and you'd be wanting to click on a, like, Tuna Bear, but you'd be like, what? Like, I don't get
Tuna
it.
Bear.
Like, I don't get it. Like, you want to investigate, but then when you listen to the music, you'd be like,
I also got to give a shout out to, even though I bagged up off you, you know what I'm saying? Jill Scott, Jilly from Philly, you know what I'm saying?
You bagged up on her because you feel like she's an abuser.
She an abuser.
She ain't no abuser.
But, no, I'm just playing. I love Jill Scott. Everybody that ever knows me in my life knew I was in love with Jill Scott. But listen, Woman is one of the slept on albums. It didn't come out this year. It came out last year. And let me tell you something. Jill Scott
you
got
be with
hold
you.
Up. Can I finish my
a
statement?
Jill Scott fan.
Jill Scott like yes. Must be anointed by Jesus because when I was like listening to her album and like taking trips I shouldn't have been taking, and I'd be sliding everywhere, and then I put on like Lighthouse, and then everything would be totally okay. But, so my tip is listen to Jill Scott, Andy Ari, or Erykah Badu when you really want to find yourself.
But listen, like, Woman is an album that you really have to be a Jill Scott
You really have
fan
to be a woman and a Jill Scott fan.
To listen to, because Jill Scott is the type of person where you can think she's talking about one thing, but she's not.
Of course, she's a poet.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't like her because they don't understand the music, and their way they think is not like extensive anyway. You have to kind of open your mind to listen to certain things. You do.
True.
You know, you can't just sometimes think on a surface level, and you listen to all this other ratchet shit, and then you want to listen to something like a Erykah Badu or a India Irie or a Jill Scott or something like that, and then think that you're going to be like, oh, I don't like the way she's singing, or I don't like her music because you don't know what you're talking about.
True. Some people that I really love to look at and admire a lot on Instagram, Don Richard, formerly of DK3 or Destiny's Child. Danity Kane. God damn it.
Damn.
That's the name of the group. Danity Kane.
Two totally different.
No, but it was the D in the Des in that Dan. Des Dan. Okay, anyway. Danity Kane. no, but for real. She went on a tour. They did the Dumb Blonde, like Don Richard tour. It was lit. She has a song on her IGTV called Jealous. I want everybody to go listen to that, especially you know what I'm saying, you Instagram hoes to be in people mailboxes knowing that they married.
Check your
stuff.
DMs, you might find your husband. that's what everybody keeps saying. Check
I'm
your DMs,
here,
check
man.
Your messenger, you might find your husband.
Anyway, I just wanted this to be fun. Just because I didn't want to talk about nothing serious, because I've been looking at everything serious. Yes, Wooks, it is 6:50 almost.
So any closing things follow you where?
I didn't know I had to do closing things because I didn't in the beginning. Didn't I? Anyway, look, here's the thing. All right. I'm going to just say one more thing before I go. Here's the thing. I have a page dedicated to my podcast on Facebook. Now, it's only on Facebook right now because you people don't know how to act. I tell you, follow that action.
And I'm going to say one thing, too.
And you guys do not. Y'all are so scared to post and like. It's fine, dog. Like, I'm not going to, like, totally obliterate you.
Yeah.
Hit me up at BLUNTER. After AFTERDRK @gmail.com. If you got any music you want to send me privately, Hit me up at L_Presidente Knox. I'm not going to spell it because Shamil keeps sighing.
No, and, I have to say something. That's
like,
all.
Just DM me. Like, if you're an up-and-coming artist, DM me, man. I'm here. Man. Give me your music. Now, I'm going to tell your ass the truth. All right, go. Man.
But, no, we're going to be doing, like, I meant to say this on my show, but I didn't, so, oh, well. But we're going to be doing, like, a, I'm doing, we're going to do, it like, a 2019 little giveaway thing. Like, bringing in a new year, whatever. Doing, like, a 2 gift card thing type of thing.
Okay. And like I said, that. I just want to hit you on one more thing. So, I just gave you guys my email. Also, listen, for okay, just for this project, use this email. mkultra@gmail.com. If you can't reach me there, again, refer back to the first email I gave you. If you did not get that, it's a rewind button. So I'm also coming up with merch. And it's going to be limited edition merch. I'm making special shirts for some people. If you kind of want to get into that, because I'm really looking for other podcasters or artists or musicians or something like that. They want to do a collaboration, do a team up, you know, like hit me up on Podcast Detroit. See my information. It's all there. Hit me up if you can't hit me up anywhere else. Once again, I'm on IG all the time at EL_Presidente. That's president in Spanish. KNOX. And just DM me. Like, I'm always looking for, like, artwork and musicians. So.
You have some difficult names.
I don't care. You should know how to spell.
Right. So I'll be like, but you spell it. I'm like, what? Spell. Good
night. Hello. Hi. Good night. Whatever. This is Blended After Dark with Nikki Knox. It was me. And featuring Shamil.
I know.
See? Millie Mills Bennett from Blind Chick. So thank you. Thanks, Wook, for listening to us talking be boring.
Right. All right. See you.
No, but seriously. Happy New Year to you, Wooks. Happy New Year to everybody at the Detroit Podcast Pod, yes. You know, Podcast Pod thingy. And I hope all you guys success into the new year. Love you guys.
See you in
Don't kill your brother. Love your mother and your sister and your cousin
you
and your family. All right.
See
you later.